free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight today. It is the 10th of June, 2020, and what a show I have for you today. Just incredible stuff happening by the minute, it seems, and we'll try to cover it all. I have Leo Zagami joining me at 9:30, but for now, let's go to this video of Alex Jones. Shocker, he has joined Antifa. Yeah, he's on the good side now. Let's see what he's up to. This is Alex Jones joining Antifa.
There's a car right there! It's Hitler! Get him! Get him!
Are beating it? Yeah. Not me. Get the peaceful protesters. The peaceful protesters. These are peaceful people.
He's hitting me. Oh, he ran me over.
Alex Jones and the InfoWars Antifa Mafia false flagging once again. Shameful, isn't it?
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. It is the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in for David Knight today. It is the 10th of June. America still held hostage. Still under absolute domination by our government. 86 days without a haircut for me. 86 days completely under the thumb of the medical tyranny of coronavirus. Yes, that's right. It's still going on. We are still being held to account for this deadly pandemic. No sign of going away anytime soon, and despite the fact that seemingly can be ignored by the rest of the media, except when they're using it as an excuse to stop Trump from holding rallies or stop American people from standing up for themselves. Just incredible developments over the last few days. Stuff goes by so quick, it's almost impossible to keep track of it. We'll try our best to do so. In today's show, we'll be covering, of course, a lot of the censorship that is going on, a lot of the destruction of not just monuments, but cultural icons, cultural artifacts. We'll also be talking about what's going on in Europe, the fact that they have a Black Lives Matter series of riots that is destroying monuments and statues as well. Just how ridiculous that is with the fact that, you know, it's Europe. It's not America. The same things going on there are not going or going on here are not going on there. And yet they're suffering under the same uprising, communist uprising, essentially. Probably the most incredible story over the last few days is this six Seattle blocks have been taken over by Antifa, who they've kicked the police out. The police have withdrawn and are now celebrating this as a little conclave of their own. Just absolutely incredible. I almost don't know where to begin. I have this clip from Tucker Carlson about the rise of the left-wing rage mob. It was his monologue from yesterday, and it was about 14 minutes long. I wish I could just play the whole thing because he lays everything out so perfectly, but I think I'll just play the first 5 minutes of it. This is clip 8. This is Tucker yesterday on the rise of left-wing rage mobs in America.
Very long open yesterday. In fact, we spent almost half of last night's show telling you about the rise of left-wing mobs in this country and the threat they pose to all of us. We felt it was that important. We told you that no matter what they're claiming on television or how loudly they are claiming it, their main goal is power. It always is. In order to seize that power, they will do literally anything, whatever it takes. They'll silence you, they'll hurt you, they'll burn your country down, and they're doing all of that now. You're watching it. So the question is, how should you respond to this? And the answer is, with courage. You're an American. You live in a free country. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You don't have to apologize for crimes you did not commit. You have the absolute right to say exactly what you believe is true. That is your birthright. And now is the time to affirm that right out loud. When enough decent people rise from their knees and stand down the mob evaporates. These people are not warriors. They are vampires. They melt in the light. When we show them we are not afraid, they go away. That's what we told you last night. Minutes after we said that, the mob came for us. irony of ironies. They spent the last 24 hours trying to force this show off the air for good. They won't succeed in that, thankfully. We work for one of the last brave companies in America, and they're not intimidated. We're grateful for that. But the whole thing did get us thinking that we should be more specific about who this mob is and what they're doing. Who are the people trying to take over your country, cancel your rights, eliminate our centuries-long tradition of tolerance, yes, tolerance, and of free expression? And the truth is, we often don't know their names. They're mostly faceless political agitators who exist primarily online. They're trolls who thrive on cruelty. And yet, suddenly, they have immense power over all of us. Weak leaders now reflexively bow to their demands, no matter what those demands are. Why is that? What's changed? Well, that's a much longer conversation. We probably ought to do an entire show on that topic. And if the news ever calms down long enough to think in bigger terms, well, we will do that. But for now, it's enough to say that the country's defenses have been badly weakened by decades of relentless propaganda, all of it designed to make us feel that we have no right to stand up for ourselves, to stand up for our country. We are too sinful to resist. We deserve whatever we get. Shut up and take it, America. We could spend days showing you examples of this, but here's just the very latest. It's from CNN over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm bringing this sign to the protest at the community center later.
Wow. They look upset. Are the protesters sad?
For our radio listeners, this
they
is a clip of Sesame
and
Street.
Upset. And they have every right to be, Elmo. People are upset because racism is a huge problem in our country. But across the country, people of color, especially in the black community, are being treated unfairly because of how they look.
It's a children's show. Got that, Bobby? America is a very bad place, and it's your fault. So no matter what happens, no matter what they do to you when you grow up, you have no right to complain. That's the message, and it starts very young. Where does it end up? Exactly, we're finding out. Here's where it ends up. Alexander Katai is a Serbian soccer player who, until the other day, played professionally for the Galaxy in Los Angeles. Last week, Katai's wife posted criticism online of the looters she was watching wreck Minneapolis. A lot of people felt that way. Katai's wife wrote in Serbian, which she speaks, and yet someone noticed them anyway and then attacked her for writing them. She deleted the post very quickly, but it was too late. Now, we should be clear that her husband, the soccer player, may not even have known that she wrote the post. His wife was in Chicago when she wrote them. He was practicing with his team in Los Angeles, but it didn't matter. Protesters dutifully arrived at the stadium to call for his firing. So the management of the LA Galaxy forced Katai to apologize for his wife and then to denounce her. Denounce his own wife. Then they made him endorse Black Lives Matter, which he did, and then they fired him anyway, and then they attacked him on his way out. For something he didn't even do and may not even have known about that was written in a language almost nobody in America understands. That's what happened. The team's president, Chris Klein, sounded pleased by the whole thing. Quote, in the end, he said, we have to look at what the club stands for and who we are. Who we are. It's a good question.
So that's at least a few minutes of Tucker Carlson's really fantastic opening monologue yesterday. He's been really a lone voice in the wilderness covering these protests, covering these riots, and laying down the truth about them in mainstream news. Of course, we here at InfoWars have been doing this forever. We're just glad that there's at least one person in the mainstream who is brave enough to actually tell the truth. But to me, that story and the way he lays it out really illustrates everything. That it doesn't matter how much you grovel. It doesn't matter how much you plead. It doesn't matter how much you genuflect and, you know, abase yourself and just give everything over to the people who hate you. It will never be enough. So, yes, you have a soccer player on LA's team denouncing his own wife and still getting fired. So, no, it's not hyperbole. It's not over the top to say that we are now in North Korean territory. We are now in communist territory. That's exactly where we are. And just, you know, it's almost a thought experiment, but it's not, because it's just reality. And, you know, what would a revolution look like in China? Well, we don't have to imagine it. We know what it would look like. It would look like what has gone on with Hong Kong over the last year. It would look like military police coming in to violently stamp out dissent. It would look like communist actors going into the city council and taking it over, it would look like total failure, because in a totally controlled communistic society, authoritarian society, revolution is impossible. This is the final revolution that Aldous Huxley warned about in the 1950s, and it's rapidly approaching today in America, the final revolution, when complete thought control dominates every aspect of American life, when radicals on the left are able to act with impunity, while the slightest dissent from the right is stamped out with complete and utter violence. How will we ever get back to normal? Can we? I don't think so. I think the time is rapidly approaching that all hope will be lost. So let's hang on to that little hope we have and fight for it.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air, because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, here's how we are going to do this. I'm going to cover some of the top stories here in the next segment. I've got videos from Greg Reese, from John Bound, some excellent reports that I'll get to probably before the end of this hour. I have Leo Zagami joining me midway through the second hour, and a lot more videos to get to covering this Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And then in the third hour, I will be going to your phone calls. So I got to be honest, I didn't particularly want to do the show today, not because I don't enjoy doing it, not because I'm not grateful for the platform that I have, but because I would like to be able to give people hope. I would like to be able to sit up here like I normally do and laugh at the absurdities of what's going on in the world, and be able just to point out that this is the thrashing, the squirming about of a soon to be defeated authoritarian collective of Satanist evil people. And I don't feel like I can do that anymore. I don't feel like this is a simple, you know, event in America that will blow over. I don't have faith that our government has any ability to correct it. I actually think that our government will only serve to prevent normal people from enacting some sort of correction themselves. So I don't want to lie to people. I don't want to come up here and act like everything is great when I don't think it is. I also don't want to get up here and just be a big cloud over everybody's day. So I'm going to go out to the phone calls in the third hour, and hopefully I'll hear from some David Knight fans out there that can either reassure me that things maybe aren't as bleak as I perceive them, or maybe you can confirm to me that things are as bleak as I see them, and maybe offer me some sort of hope in a path out. Because right now, folks, we are in complete domination. We are an occupied country. We are our own army is occupied. Our own systems of power are completely captured by people who hate us and hate everything that we stand for. And we are completely neutered and completely incapable of mounting any form of meaningful resistance, because of the decades, years upon years, piling upon piling of mind control, censorship, destruction of our logical faculties. It's quite depressing. And, you know, it's not just me recognizing this that sort of has got me so down. It's that other people don't seem to be recognizing this. You know, a lot of people look around, a lot of people with their eyes open, people like you and I, if you're paying attention to this show, who recognize what's going on. We look around and we think, this is it. The left has lost. Now, in certain ways, probably a lot of leftist arguments have been forever made incompetent, right? Gun control. I think now people realize why it's important that regular American citizens are allowed to have guns to protect themselves when the police inevitably fail to protect you, actively pull out of your neighborhood and allow complete lawlessness to reign. This is when the Second Amendment is necessary. And I hope that this will, you know, give us a lot of fodder in the future when they want to take our gun rights. We can just point to what has happened over the last week, 2 weeks, and say, that's why we need guns. That's why you don't get them. A little ray of hope, I suppose. And we look around, we see what's going on, and we think this is it. The left is over. They're done. They're dead. They'll never recover from just how outrageous they are being. Well, there's a little dose of reality for you. Texas Democratic Party shatters their fundraising record. Completely shatters their fundraising record. The Texas Democratic Party set massive digital fundraising records during its convention last week, the first large-scale virtual convention of its kind, with the donation amount on Friday alone more than doubling the amount of digital fundraising the party ever collected in a single month. So, folks, we might have our eyes open. We might be able to see the insanity that's going on. We might be able to perceive just how outrageous the left is being right now. Do not think that everybody sees it that way. Do not be confused by the fact that it's so obvious to us. The vast majority of people out there, their minds have been so squashed. Their ability to think for themselves has been so eradicated over the last however long that they see what's going on and they can't process it. They can't understand it. I mean, we are living in 1984 in a way that I never thought was possible. White supremacy is Emmanuel Goldstein. Saying Black Lives Matter is saying I love Big Brother. It's completely insane. And just know that this is not apparent to everybody. Not everybody has their eyes open. Not everybody can see the bullcrap for what it is. A huge percentage of people have fallen for the lies, hook, line, and sinker. Now, when it comes to big industries, when it comes to big, important, well-funded, well-respected institutions, I don't know whether they are fooled or are fooling. It almost doesn't matter at this point. But they're going all in as well. HBO Max pulls Gone with the Wind over racism. The actress in the film became the first actress to win an Oscar. HBO Max has pulled the American classic Gone with the Wind from its service this week amid protests and riots that have broken out across the U.S. This story is from the Daily Wire. The company later said that the movie would eventually be brought back, but only with a, quote, discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depiction. The report noted that the move by HBO Max comes after John Ridley wrote an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times calling for the movie to be pulled from its streaming service. Did anybody not know that this was coming? Is this anything but digital book burning, the destroying of history, the elimination of anything that runs counter to the declared narrative? Again, 1984, right? Nothing exists but the present, where the party is always right. And do we not see that this is the danger of the digitization of everything, right? Big movies that got scooped up in things like Disney buying the Fox catalog. And then you had film festivals who would play old movies. They're no longer allowed to play them because of the licensing from Disney. So now everything's on streaming. Nobody has physical copies of anything. Everything can be deleted. Everything can be made malleable. Everything can be edited post facto. And you won't even have a digital copy to be able to compare it to. And go, no, wait, I think they changed this. I think they edited some of this. It doesn't matter. History is dead. Nothing has come before. Nothing will come after. Nothing but the present, where the party is always right. And this is the situation in which we now find ourselves. So that's the big story of the day. Gone with the Wind is like our freedoms, like our history, like our life itself, if we continue to allow this pattern. Gone with the wind. Gone, like dust in the wind, never to be regained. That's not the only one. Merriam Webster changes the definition of racism after a 22-year-old woman's complaint. I'll cover that on the other side. So it's not just the regular people out there that have been fooled by this. It's the institutions as well. It's the guardians of our history. It is the purveyors of our societal truth that have gone completely over to the dark side. The light, ladies and gentlemen, is dwindling and will soon go out the world over.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 10th of June, 2020. What a day. What a day. It's 2 weeks since the first riot as a result of the murder of George Floyd on the 25th of May. 16 days since that murder. 2 weeks since the riots began, since the occupation truly made itself known, since the undercurrent of communist anti-American sentiment has bubbled over and been met with not a lack of resistance by our institutions and our government, but by full-fledged support, by complete fulfillment of their every desire. I mean, it's completely absurd. It's completely absurd. And again, I guess I'll just keep going to these stories because there's so much to cover. I almost just have to keep going. Who cares what I think? It's happening. It's the reality that is occurring before our very eyes. As I covered in the last segment, HBO has pulled Gone with the Wind over racism, over depicting a period of time that is not in line with the current ideology. Therefore, it must be undone. It must be destroyed. It must be done away with. It must be burned. The sacrificial altar of social justice. It's gone. It's not the only institution. In fact, I would think you'd be hard-pressed to find a single institution or a single publicly traded corporation that has not groveled at the feet of Black Lives Matter, that has not genuflected, taken the knee, blacked out their advertising, whatever it is, in support of this anti-American, anti-freedom, communistic, authoritarian, so-called social justice movement. Merriam-Webster changes the definition of racism after a 22-year-old woman complains. A 22-year-old woman made a complaint about the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of the word racism. The 189-year-old dictionary company made the change on her behalf, now including a more broad and systematic understanding of the term. Yes, folks, this is the creation of reality. This is the manipulation of perception. This is the way words are stripped of their meaning so they can be reapplied to fit an ideological stance, a narrative, basically a religion. This is a religion at this point, and it's more intense than any religion, as far as I can tell, has existed in America since perhaps maybe the settlers of Massachusetts and Salem in the early 1600s, when they had, you know, actual religious central planned societies where your church membership is what determined your status as a civilian or a member of a leading member of the community. Because even in those times, could you not maybe express a little bit of doubt? Could you not maybe say I'm wavering on my faith a bit? I maybe don't have the greatest trust in the leaders of our church at this time. Any of these things may be seen as blasphemy, but would they have met with a complete destruction of your entire livelihood, of your way of making money, of your life itself? Because that's where we are now. If you do not genuflect, if you do not show subservience, if you do not give yourself fully over to this religion, you will be destroyed. And it's religious in its aspect. It's religious in its connotations. It has the original sin of whiteness, right, that you must repent for. And if you don't accept this and accept all of the solutions they propose for it, then you have blasphemed against them. And you must be destroyed. You must be burned at the stake. This is beyond blasphemy, right? Even the most Christian countries in the world, you can say, maybe it didn't happen exactly like that, right? Hey, maybe Jesus was not the Son of God. Maybe he was just a really important prophet. You know, you don't get destroyed for that. You don't get thrown out of society for that. Say the same thing. Say a similar type of thought about Black Lives Matter. You're done. You're out. You are burned to the stake. You are a witch, and you are to be discarded. And every institution, every former guardian of our sanity has been given over to this craziness. This girl says, quote, "When everything was going on, I think it's important to have everyone on the same page." That's why she wanted the definition of racism to be changed. It was too simple. So a couple weeks ago, she continued, quote, "I said, this is the last argument I'm going to have about this. I know what racism is. I've experienced it time and time again in a lot of different ways. So enough is enough. I emailed Merriam-Webster about how I felt about it, saying this needs to change." So she lost an argument. So she literally contacts the dictionary to have them change the definition of a word so she'll stop losing arguments. What? What? I mean, this is absurd. And time again, we see this same sort of process. Somebody, some social justice warrior, some liberal activist, some leftist agitator loses an argument or just dislikes the reality of the world in which they live. So they write a little piece for the LA Times, or they write a little piece for the New York Times, or they send off a little email to Merriam-Webster saying, "Wow, the reality isn't like I like it. Please change your definition of a word. Please destroy the existence of one of the greatest movies of all time because it makes me uncomfortable. Reality doesn't fit with my ideologically warped sense of perception. So you have to change." and time again, without fail, without the slightest pushback, these institutions and these organizations bend the knee, they genuflect, they apologize. Oh, we're so sorry that the definition of a word is making you lose arguments. Please let us change the definition, because God forbid some 22-year-old social justice warrior lose an argument because she's wrong. That can't be allowed. Everything must be changed. Everything must be done away with. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, literally every institution is owned by our enemies. What are we supposed to do? I don't think I'm allowed to say what we're supposed to do. I think it would be called incitement, because we still have the numbers. We still exist. We're still here. Even if we're silenced, even if we're sidelined, even if we're made to feel like we don't exist, we exist, we're here, and we have the greater numbers. We just care too much about the rules, I guess. We care too much about looking good in the eyes of our enemies, so we refuse to do anything. Here's another example. U.S. UCLA lecturer on leave after complaints of, quote, woefully racist response to requests to postpone exams. So this is from NBC News. The way they frame it is UCLA lecturer on leave after his woefully racist response. That's the mainstream news. That's the approved systematic response to what has occurred. What's the reality? UCLA professor under police protection following threats. UCLA professor was refusing to what? Cancel exams for minorities. That is his woefully racist response. A bunch of black kids called him and said, we don't want to take the test. We're black, after all. We're minorities. What, are we supposed to live up to the same standard as everybody else? My God, we are but poor black folk. We cannot take a test meant for everybody. Please have pity on our poor blackness. It's you weak, weak people. I have no sympathy for you. I'm not sorry. I treat you like human beings. I treat everybody in the same way. That can't be had anymore. That is no longer acceptable now. That is a woefully racist response, according to our society. So the University of California, Los Angeles professor Gordon Klein facing threats of violence to such an extent that he now has a permanent police guard outside of his house. This is how radical these people are. His crime was saying, now we're holding the test. We're going to have the exam, and it doesn't matter what race you are. Blasphemy! He must be killed!
Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air, because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Later to come on The David Knight Show, we'll be talking about some of the problems with voting experienced in Georgia yesterday, how this is laying the groundwork for mail-in voting, how it greatly increases the ability for devious actors to manipulate the vote of the American people. We will also be getting into the so-called Seattle Autonomous Zone, the Capitol Hill area where police have withdrawn and given over jurisdiction of this area to Antifa, who is now occupying a large portion of that city as an independent conclave of communism that they hope to, from which they hope to launch a worldwide coup. That's going on right now. We'll also be talking about the perpetual bonds promoted by George Soros. Yes, that's right. Perpetual bondage, courtesy of George Soros. We'll get into that next hour as well. Of course, in that last segment, maybe got a little bit angry, maybe didn't do my journalistic due diligence. Crew pointed out to me, you didn't actually explain what the definitions were changed to and from in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. I will clarify that now. Currently, the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of racism reads as follows, quote, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce inherently superiority of a particular race. The current secondary definition of the term reads, quote, a doctrine or political program based on the assumption of racism and designed to execute its principles, and, quote, a political or social system founded on racism. According to Chambers, who's the Merriam-Webster's spokesperson, they say, quote, while our focus will always be on faithfully reflecting the real world usage of a word, not on promoting any particular viewpoint, we've concluded that omitting any mention of the systemic aspect of racism promotes a certain viewpoint in and of itself. Remember, silence is violence. Okay? Violence is not violence. Violence is free speech. Silence is not silence. It's speech that's actually violence. Okay? Do we have everything clear now? Great. According to Chambers, a revision of the definition is in works. Quote, this revision would not have been made without your persistence in contacting us about this problem. What is the problem? The problem is, again, a 22-year-old woman kept losing arguments because the definition of the word racism didn't fit her ideological bent. He said, "We sincerely thank you for repeatedly writing in, and we apologize for the harm and offense we've caused by failing to address this issue sooner." He says, "I'll see to it that the entry for racism is given the attention it so sorely needs." Great. I'm sure they'll stop there. I'm sure that's all the requests they'll have. I'm sure your absolute debasement, your groveling, your genuflecting, your kissing the feet of those who hate you won't come back to bite you in the butt. No, this is only going to be good things from here on out. I'm absolutely sure. Now, I want to go to this video. This is Greg Reese talking about how Black Lives Matter is a globalist Trojan horse. BLM could also stand for burn, loot, murder. I don't know. Could stand for a lot of things, I think. Greg Reese does a great job of breaking it down once again. Here he is. You can find this video on band.video. Greg Reese, Black Lives Matter is a globalist Trojan horse.
Black Lives Matter is a lie. There is no genocide of young, innocent black men. In 2019, there were only 10 cases in which unarmed African Americans were fatally shot by the police. In 5 out of 10 cases, an officer was attacked just before the shooting. And in 2 of the remaining 4, the officer was criminally charged. Where is the injustice? Also in 2019, there were 25 unarmed white Americans who were fatally shot by the police. According to FBI statistics, even though African Americans make up only 13% of the population, they commit over 50% of all murder in America. Blacks kill 10 times the amount of whites as whites kill blacks. And a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. Black Lives Matter has been a lie since its very beginning. In 2013, the movement began on social media after the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But the case against Zimmerman was a lie. The prosecution had used an imposter as a fake witness, who they claimed wrote the only piece of criminal evidence they had, a letter that the fake witness admitted under oath to not writing. Founded by known communists and fueled with millions of dollars from George Soros, Black Lives Matter organized riots in Ferguson, Baltimore, and Chicago, and began recruiting an army of haters, hiding beneath the guise of social justice. The entire foundation of Black Lives Matter is an obvious lie, and yet the lie sells. It sells because communities have been broken by government programs such as LBJ's War on Poverty that incentivized single motherhood and got young people hooked on welfare handouts. It sells because people worship their favorite celebrities like false idols and believe the media is a source of undisputed truth. It sells because people are afraid of being called a racist, even when they know it's a lie. And it sells because many prefer their own rage over seeking the truth. Following the COVID-19 shutdown, perhaps the most traumatizing time for any American alive, Black Lives Matter joined forces with Antifa and used a senseless murder as an excuse to wage war upon the American people, dragging innocent people from their cars, burning homes to the ground, looting everything in sight, and demanding that white people bow before them and kiss their feet. They are subjugating white people, parading them around in chains, and demanding the dissolution of the police department. What do you suppose is coming next? Black Lives Matter is a dangerous cancer that is poisoning our already damaged society. The mainstream media, our elected officials, world leaders, and practically every multinational corporation are all on board with BLM. But the real problem is that we allow the lie to exist, when all we have to do is be brave, tell the truth, and seek justice. In the end, we will get exactly what we deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Folks, you can share that video at band.video and InfoWars.com, and I ask that you please do. There's one thing I hope that you have grown to expect from us here at InfoWars. It is an unwavering devotion to the truth, as well as an unwavering devotion to humanity and the freedom that every human was born with, the liberty that God gave every human life, regardless of race, color, or creed. You have a right to exist. You have a right to pursue happiness. You have a right to go about your day unmolested by those above you or below you. It's not it's quite difficult. It's becoming more and more difficult as the days go by to stick to our principles, I think. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that. In a time when our society is rapidly spiraling out of control, when the racial aspects of the trouble that we seem to be in are being inflated above all recognition, we are still, despite it all, doing our best to simply present the facts as they are. And frankly, it's just about trying to hold other people up to the same standard with which you hold yourself. You know, if there actually was an epidemic of black people being killed by white people, of systematic racism, you bet your ass I'd be up against it. I'd be standing with you. I would be facing down the tyrants just like you are. But it doesn't exist. It's not there. It's not happening. So you've lost me. And when you see the systematic oppression based on race is entirely one-sided against white people, frankly, it's infuriating that people don't stand up against it. It's completely hypocritical. Folks, I have completely failed to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support what we do here. But I hope you do. I hope you go take advantage of some of the new sales that we have and some of the new products that we're offering. It's the only way that we're able to be here, hopefully providing some semblance of resistance against the onslaught of the mainstream media and the communistic industrial takeover of America.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 10th of June, 2020. The second hour of the David Knight Show has begun. Now I want to go to this clip here. This is clip number 9. Because essentially, this is a leaked audio clip of the Chicago mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, discussing, you know, what exactly has gone on during the looting, and she's finally in some small measure facing the rage that her inaction has caused. Let's go to this clip now. This can be found on band.video. Here's the leaked clip. This is a Chicago alderman talking to Mayor Lightfoot.
We can't expect our police, and I don't fault them at all, to be able to control this. But I know that we asked our faith base yesterday to stand at the front line between police and looters and rioters. And I am simply not comfortable telling my churches, those people, to be the intermediary in the middle of a riot that's citywide. We need something better, because right now we only have 370 whatever National Guards on standby. Half our neighborhoods are already obliterated. It's too late. We have to come up with a better plan, because once they're done looting and rioting and whatever's going to happen tonight, God help us, what happens when they start going after residents, going into the neighborhoods? Once they start trying to break down people's doors so they think they got something, or, you know, we know that people are here to antagonize and incite, and you've got them all pumped tonight. Today, they're not going to go to bed at 8 o'clock. They're going to turn their focus in the neighborhood. I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents other than good faith people stand up? It's not going to be enough.
Thank you, Alderman. Next question.
Well, no, I want an answer. You commented on everybody. I want an answer. It's not something you ignore. This is a question that I have.
I think you're 100% full of what I think. If you think if you think we were not ready and we stood by and let the neighborhood go up, there's nothing intelligent that I can say to you.
Well, maybe you should come out and see what's going on.
The stupidest thing I have ever heard. I understand you want Supreme. I understand that you think that you...
Mayor, you need to check your attitude. That's what you need to do. Right now? No. You need to check your attitude.
Emblematic, isn't it? Symbolic, even, of the state of American politics, that is a recording of the mayor of the third largest city in America talking to one of her aldermen, full of curse words, full of nonsense. He asks legitimate, very appropriate questions as to what exactly is going on. What exactly are you supposed to tell the people of Chicago when their mayor is basically allowing complete chaos, anarchy, murder, destruction to go on unimpeded? You ask, well, what do you say to this? What response do you have? And she just says, you're full of crap. She used worse words, though. She used words I'm not allowed to say on the radio. To say, I'm not answering your question. I don't care. She's just ignoring, you know, just saying the question is without merit from the get-go, and I don't care. Okay, literally happening. It's literally happening right now. Left-wing Chicago mayor says law-abiding gun owners shouldn't use guns for self-defense amid rioting. If there's a problem, just call 911. That's pretty easy. Hi, 911, armed men breaking into my house. Oh, what's that? Oh, you've moved out of my neighborhood. Oh, you've abolished the police. Oh, I'm on my own and I shouldn't use my gun? Who's prepared to make that call? Are you? Because you're going to have to.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome to the True Resistance, ladies and gentlemen. We do not have the support of multinational corporations. We do not have the ability to make 200-year-old institutions to bend to our will because we can't win arguments. They'll change the definition of words. No. We have none of that. We have nothing but you, the audience, the loyal info warriors out there helping to spread the truth, helping to spread our message, and helping to fund this production that we put on for you each and every day. I'm going to describe to you something going on now that has not been reported, as far as I can tell, literally anywhere. Okay? It's something that is going on behind the scenes. And just like any good magician, the globalists at the top, the deceivers, the children of the lie, have everybody focused on the handkerchief waving in the left hand while the right hand performs some act of sleight of hand. That's where the real action is going on. So the Black Lives Matter riots, the Antifa occupation of Seattle. These things are important. They are in your face for a reason. They are very good at illustrating exactly what's going on here. But what's happening behind the scenes, what's happening where they aren't showing the cameras, where they aren't pointing the cameras, where they, what they aren't talking about? Well, coronavirus is still raging, and the economic effects of coronavirus are still devastating. If you're paying attention, you might be thinking to yourself, what can happen to bring us back? Tens of millions of jobs gone. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of small businesses closed. Of course, stock market's still rising, right? Because it's not based on reality. It's a fiat reality. But the economic devastation is real. The contraction of markets is real. The bankruptcy of citizens is real. The struggle that they are in is very real to them. So you might be asking yourself, what miracle could save us from this forced economic destruction, from this top-down government-enforced destruction of our economy? Well, fear not. A hero has come to save the day. Truly, a Superman of the economic world is swooping in to save us all from this disaster. Thank God we have a man by the name of George Soros. That's right. He's come up with the saving grace. He's come up with something he thinks will save Europe from complete economic collapse. The hero, George Soros, has proposed a new type of bond. And my God, thanks to his imagination, thanks to his overflowing with goodness, we may yet be saved. There he is, the genius, the philanthropist, George Soros. Where is he right now? Anybody know where he is at this moment? In what diabolical conclave has he secreted himself? On what yacht is he sunning his decrepit body while he watches his many plans come to fruition? I wonder. So how is he going to save us? Well, he's come up with a new type of bond, and they are called, appropriately, perpetual bonds. Perpetual bonds. Just Google George Soros perpetual bonds. So yes, George Soros, in his infinite wisdom and goodness, is proposing perpetual bondage. My goodness. So here's the interview. The interviewer asks, you advocate for the assurance of perpetual bonds. Why would this be a better solution than corona bonds? And what are the risks of issuing perpetual bonds? To which Darth Vader replies, the European public and their political leaders are not familiar with perpetual bonds, or consuls, as I now call them. As its name suggests, the principal amount of perpetual bonds never has to be repaid. Only the annual interest payments are due. A $1 trillion bond would cost $5 billion a year, assuming an interest rate of 0.5%. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't we be fools to reject this obviously generous contribution George Soros is making? Perpetual bonds. You never pay them off. All you have to do is pay interest forever. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that amazing? Would you take this offer? If I said to you, look, I'm going to loan you $1,000 and don't even worry about paying it back. I'm just a generous guy like that. Instead, just pay me $5 forever. Yeah, every year, just give me $5 forever. How are they going to do this? Well, he continues, 5 billion euros annually serves an urgently required $1 trillion, an amazingly low-cost benefit ratio of 1 to 200. See, it's a gift. It's beneficial for us. He's probably suffering from this. This is just what a good guy he is. Is anyone falling for this? The interviewer asks, aren't there any legal problems for the EU in issuing perpetual bonds? And he says, yes, there are. And they're seemingly insurmountable. The EU must maintain a AAA rating. Otherwise, the bonds would be unsaleable. That requires the EU to have what is called sufficient, quote, own resources. What does that mean? Why, it's taxes that can be levied to cover the cost of servicing the bonds. Imposing taxes, however, is a long, drawn-out process because every country has its own rules, and in some of them, like Belgium, the rules are very complicated. The process would take several years, and that's why I said the legal obstacles are seemingly insurmountable. But there is a solution. By God, we are almost foiled by these financial laws to keep us out of perpetual servitude. But George Soros, in his genius, he's been inspired by the muses to come up with a way around this as well. Is there nothing he can't solve with his generosity? He says, but there is a solution. The taxes only have to be authorized. They don't have to be implemented. Authorization should only take a few weeks, not a few years. Once they're authorized, the EU could go ahead and issue perpetual bonds. Incredible. The question's asked, what happens if your solution is not accepted? He responds, quote, exceptional circumstances require exceptional measures. Perpetual bonds are such a measure. They should not even be considered in normal times. But if the EU is unable to consider it now, it may not be able to survive the challenges it currently confronts. This is not a theoretical possibility. It may be the tragic reality. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that he's saving us? He's a hero. With, you know, normally, this would be a suicidally stupid thing to do. Perpetual bondage. Unbelievably dumb. He recognizes that. But these are exceptional times that he and his cronies created. These are incredible circumstances that were forced on us by the bankers and their cohorts. So really, we're going to die if he isn't allowed to issue these perpetual bonds. And I know it kind of sounds like a hostage situation where he's saying you'll be destroyed if you don't implement a permanent constant tax to cover the money that I invented out of thin air. But it's not a hostage situation. He's saving us. He's a hero. We should be thanking him, right? So folks, there's still hope out there. The interviewer asks, you sound very pessimistic. And George Soros says, not at all. As long as I can come up with ideas like perpetual bonds, I don't give up hope. That's right. There's always hope, ladies and gentlemen. As long as this lecherous cretin, as long as this human tick has the imagination to come up with such brilliant ideas as perpetual bonds, there's still hope in the world. So just when you thought hope was lost for good, like Superman or Luke Skywalker or Harry Potter, George Soros has swept in to save us from destruction by issuing perpetual bonds, perpetual bondage. Never pay off the principal, simply impose a tax to send money to the banker's class forever.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks. In the next segment, I will be welcoming Leo Zagami, who hopefully can help put a globalist world view in front of us. He's so good at knowing what's going on behind the scenes, and you have to ask, where exactly does this go? Where does this end up? What do we find at the end of this tunnel down which we are now racing? It's fairly obvious to me, should be fairly obvious to you if you're paying attention. But it could go a couple different ways. Of course, ideally, what the globalists want is defined by their name, right? It's a global system of governance, the administration of which has been laid out in fiction in things like 1984 or The Brave New World. Brave New World, of course, not a fiction novel per se, would not conjured up by the imagination of Aldous Huxley, but rather simply a novelization of the reality that people Aldous Huxley knew were involved in creating. If you don't know that, maybe you should go do a little bit of research, find out who Aldous Huxley was, who his dad was, who his uncle was, who his brother was, what they had to do with the destruction of Christianity and the implementation of a system of total, complete control and the ultimate revolution, beyond which all revolution would be impossible. We thought we defeated the communists with the fall of the USSR. Turns out the true threat of communism is more prevalent than ever and is more on display than ever in communist China, where literally revolution is impossible, will not happen, has not been possible, probably since the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. We see it on display in Hong Kong, the way China is running roughshod over that formerly autonomous area, the way they've put forward the Safety Act, as they are calling it, as they always do, naming it after safety, because of course it's not the Tyranny Act. That wouldn't look very good, would it? For all intents and purposes, that's exactly what it is. So even in a small little pocket of China where they had some semblance, some holdover of the British colonial, you know, idea of freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of, you know, commercialism, freedom to sell, buy, think for yourself, been squashed, been snuffed out while the world watched, coming to America. Very, very quickly. That's where it's headed as we carried out through their globalist organizations, through their global cabals that they have, the UN, the WHO, all these various things. Of course, I'm sure it's been covered on this program. At least I would have hoped it would. The fact that the UN, the United Nations, has launched UNNWO.org. That's right. They've renamed Agenda 2030, previously Agenda 21. It has now become the New World Order Project. Mask off. They're all in for this stuff. So when Leo Zagami is on the line, we will be talking more about that. I just want to go over some of these headlines before we get to it. Mitch McConnell says he's asked Tim Scott to lead a group of GOP senators in drafting a series of proposals addressing police reform. And again, it's one of these things that, you know, we here at InfoWars have always been concerned about the overexertion of police, the abuse that police are permitted to enact on regular citizens. Of course, for us, it was never a race thing. It was always a control thing. It was always a violence thing. It was always a human freedom sort of thing. We have principles in that matter, And of course, the data lines up with it. The path down which we have traveled is clearly one of authoritarianism, one of militarization, one driven by the banking class, and one that has nothing to do with racism. That's why the racist aspect of what's going on has been introduced to confuse, to divide, to cause any resistance to their authoritarianism to be neutered and inadequate. So typically, great, police reform. That's what we've needed for so long. But this is not what we need. Now is not the time to do it. This is giving in to rioters. This is giving in to a hostage situation. This is pandering and passing the laws of your enemies because they are threatening you. This is weakness. This is giving in. And any reforms that will come about from this will not promote the peace that we wish to see. It will not prevent police from using military tactics on its own citizens. It will serve only to further exacerbate the racial divide, to further give excuses to those who want to see police be militaristic. Because what we're going to see is police budget slashes. We're going to see police scared to enforce the law. We're going to see people having to defend themselves and then being punished for it. And then down the line, we're going to see the introduction of robot police that will be algorithmically programmed to have biases in them, right? You're going to see, if it continues to spiral, you're going to see people in the United States saying, the United States can't handle this. The United States is too abusive. We need intervention from outside the United States. And we see this all the time when it's, you know, people posting, man, if this was happening in another country, the U.S. would come in and try to, you know, invade using these riots as an excuse. And it's like, okay, is that a good thing? Are you in favor of that? So I think a lot of people saying that would actually be in favor of something like the UN saying, you know, America just can't handle what's going on right now. They're too racist. So the UN is going to come in and occupy American cities. They would celebrate that. They would love that. They hate when America does it, but they would love it if it was done to America. It's hard having principles. It's hard saying it's bad when America does it, and it would be bad if it was done in America. That's just what we have to deal with here at InfoWars as we try to uphold some semblance of integrity, some constant principle to which we can cling. NPR comes out with a headline, says, even in a pandemic, the WHO believes that public protests are important. I'm sure you heard about this, where they're saying, white supremacy is the worst health issue ever, and you should be out there protesting. Forget the fact that this might literally kill millions of people if the coronavirus is as important and as deadly as we say it is. You need to go out and protest. It's good. It's fine. Don't worry about coronavirus. You need to be out there protesting. Then 14 minutes later, they have the headline, Trump to restart political rallies this month despite coronavirus pandemic. 14 minutes apart, ladies and gentlemen, from, hey, there's a pandemic, but you should be out there protesting, to, can you believe Donald Trump is having rallies when there's a pandemic? So, I mean, it used to be like kind of fun or maybe like a little bit subtle, pointing out the lies of the mainstream media, pointing out the hypocrisy, pointing out the clearly ideologically driven deception that they're about. But it's not even fun anymore.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in today for David Knight. It is June 10th, 2020. I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Leo Zagami. You can find his work at leozagami.com. And, you know, when the producers asked me, is there anybody, any guests you want for today's show? You know, I started thinking about it. I started thinking there's so much going on. There's so much going on behind the scenes. It's so crazy. Who do I want that is good at piercing the veil, that is good at sort of not getting distracted by the little problems here or there, but really has their eye on the ball and understands the greater picture of what we're dealing with? And of course, there's no other name that comes to mind more so than Leo Zagami. So thank you so much for being here with us, Leo, to shine some of your wisdom on what we're going through.
Thank you, Harrison, and hello to all your viewers.
So we were talking in the break. You have a lot on leozagami.com. And so I just want to, I almost just want to hand it over to you and go, what are we missing here? What is going on behind the scenes? You're so good at knowing what these secret societies are up to, why they're pulling the strings that they're pulling. So I almost just want to say, what's happening? What is going on in the world right now?
I think that Archbishop Vigano made it really clear in his letter to Trump, which was sent a few days ago, and that shocked the world when he talked about the children of light and children of darkness. And he was also highly critical of the new Archbishop of Washington, D.C., the first Afro-American, who was installed coincidentally just 4 or 5 days before George Floyd's death. And so now this Wilton D. Gregory, who was installed as Archbishop of Washington, D.C., has become instrumental for the Catholic Church in their battle against Donald J. Trump. He went around showing his recognition and his nomination from the Pope. Definitely, it's very strange that the first Afro-American Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is nominated just a few days before chaos unleashes worldwide. And Archbishop Vigano sent this unprecedented letter that clearly talks about not only a deep state, but a deep church, which is a way of describing that the Catholic Church has been taken over by demonic forces. And we know also by a communist pope that acts like some kind of communist revolutionary, like Che Guevara. A couple of days ago, he apparently invited, with the excuse of an interview, an Italian broker in the Vatican, who was later arrested, and this is also quite unprecedented. He was arrested and is now in the Vatican prison. His name is Gianluigi Torsi, and all this is regarding that infamous deal that took place in London for Sloane Square, for this building in Sloane Square. So there is a lot going on behind the scenes, and then we have, of course, the confrontation between the British Crown and the DOJ regarding the possibility of interviewing Prince Andrew, who, of course, was connected with Jeffrey Epstein. So this is what is really going on, aside from, of course, Hillary Clinton, who has to eventually show up in September for her emails. Everything else is a distraction, but most of all is to create a class and a race war, which it's demanded to ruin the presidency of Donald J. Trump, and in one way or another, lawful or unlawful, pushing their candidate, which is Joe Biden, which is also the candidate of the Vatican, because he actually arranged for his nomination 1 year prior to announcing it, like we said here on InfoWars last year. So Joe Biden is really the candidate of choice of the Vatican and of China. And the Vatican and China are discussing a new unprecedented deal for September. They have been, of course, finally instating this unprecedented diplomatic relation at the beginning of this year in February during the security conference in Munich. And this September, they will unify their forces. The Vatican Archbishop in charge says that this church must be totally Chinese and totally Catholic. Now, totally Chinese these days means totally communist. Mm-hmm. So here we see, of course, Pope Francis, which is definitely a hero of the left, and that's why he is also loved by the mainstream media. And it's quite scandalous what is happening also regarding the arrest of this broker, because they want to find an scapegoat for what they have done. And, of course, there is the involvement also of Cardinal Pell, who has been, as you know, released from prison. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know where he is, but we know that he's still very influential in the future of the Vatican Bank and of this money laundering that went through St. Peter's Pence. And this property broker is part of this whole deal.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up such an interesting point with China, especially because you know, this has been going on for a couple years, actually, where it was that same archbishop that you just mentioned saying the best place for Catholicism to exist is China, which flies totally in the face of the news reports that we're seeing of people in China, churches in China having to take down their crosses and put up images of Xi Jinping. And yet you have the Vatican saying this is the best place for Catholicism to exist. So, and this was years ago. So all of these paths have been laid, and now we're just sort of walking down them, sleepwalking down them, largely. And as you said, the appointment of this archbishop in Washington, D.C., happening just before all of this happened. And then I thought one of the most amazing things from these riots is Donald Trump went and held up that Bible, beautiful, you know, image of this is a Christian country and you can't burn our churches down, only to be rebuked by the Washington, D.C. Episcopalian bishop who, you know, when her church was burned, she put out one little tweet saying, it's fine, don't worry about it. And then when Donald Trump held up a Bible, she went off and, oh, this is not right and you shouldn't do this and blah, blah, blah. And you know, went on and on and on about it. It was like she was angrier that Donald Trump held up a Bible than she was that her church was being burned down. So, you know, I've been talking this whole time about how our institutions from our government and industry have been captured, but it's religion as well, Leo.
And Arizon, when you actually showed that image, it says behind there, all welcome. And that mm-hmm. Episcopal bishop, of course, ignored what is actually clearly stated. And in support of the Episcopal bishop, which is not Catholic, of course, then came the actually Catholic archbishop that criticized then Donald J. Trump's visit to the shrine of St. John Paul II, who is an anti-communist pope, was an anti-communist pope, and the wife, Melania Trump, and him, they revered also very much the Holy Mary of Czechoslovakia, which is also considered anti-communist. So the statement that Trump made, he was invited at the shrine by the Knights of Columbus, who then got heavily reprimanded and criticized by the Catholic Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and even by a member of the Knights of Columbus, a black member of the Knights of Columbus, who should have never got race involved with this kind of business. Here we're talking about the faith of a human being, and it doesn't have anything to do with the color of one's skin. We're going towards complete insanity here when we have people like the London mayor Khan, who comply with diversity, is gonna now bring down the statues of important figures of the British Empire, just like it's happening here in the US. So, I mean, all this shouldn't be encouraged. And then the Archbishop on Sunday, after Viganò's letter was sent down, and Viganò was very clear also in criticizing the Masonic element within his letter also. He criticized. And then there was the reaction of
Tell you what, we gotta go to break right now. I'm gonna read a little excerpt of that letter when we get back. More of Leo Zagami on the other side. Don't go anywhere unless you go to leozagami.com. You can go there.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems, but this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's you know, great at work, but this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, the problem, ladies and gentlemen, with bringing a man like Leo Sagami on the program is that we only have 30 minutes. The man is too informed. Maybe if we had 10 hours to discuss all this stuff, we could get through it. But unfortunately, we're just able to give you little snippets of the truth, and you got to go out there and do your homework. You got to go to leozagami.com and read the information for yourself because we just frankly don't have time to cover all of it. But I did want to read from this letter from his name is Archbishop Vigano, and you can find this on leozagami.com. I want to read this. He says, I believe that the attack to which this is a letter to President Donald Trump. He says, I believe the attack to which you were subjected after your visit to the National Shrine of St. John Paul II is part of the orchestrated media narrative, which seeks not to fight racism and bring social order, but to aggravate dispositions, not to bring justice, but to legitimize violence and crime, not to serve the truth, but to favor one political faction. And he says, what more effective way is there to combat this, Mr. President, than by prayer? Asking the Lord to protect you, the United States, and all of humanity from this enormous attack of the enemy. Before the power of prayer, the deception of the children of darkness will collapse. Their plots will be revealed. Their betrayal will be shown. Their frightening power will end in nothing, brought to light and exposed for what it is, an infernal deception. So very powerfully said, and very powerful letter throughout, really laying out exactly what's going on here. So Mr. Sagami, is this the answer? Just try to bring it all to light and let God work it out, because what we're up against is infernal in its disposition.
Yes, and who is saying that was actually the Vatican representative in the United States until 2016, nominated by Pope Ratzinger, and once even close to Barack Obama. So, I mean, he used to be somebody who was not really involved in politics, but rather in protecting Catholicism and Christianity. And that's what this letter is all about. It's about showing the world that there is a battle here, a spiritual warfare that is ongoing. So that's why I tend to call it a spiritual warfare. When we think, for example, that in Nigeria, in the same period in which we had George Floyd death, there was Muslims who killed a three-year-old girl, and they actually hacked her head to death, and she was a defenseless Christian. And many other Christians have been persecuted, and the local clergy instead in Nigeria went around doing protesting together and marching for George Floyd, when they have instead the persecution of Christians that is a much bigger problem there in Nigeria. So, I mean, it's also about prioritizing. The children of darkness are prioritizing nonsense. They are prioritizing division amongst people instead than unity. And when Trump showed his Bible, he was making a statement against the Satanist of organizations like Antifa. And we have also talked in the past about the fact that Antifa is often connected with the Satanic Temple and other Satanic organizations. So it is about protecting Christianity. That was a church that was set on fire the day before Trump went there. And it's very significant also because it's the Church of St. John, just as the shrine of St. John, St. John Paul II. But there's always a John. Why? Because John of Patmos was the receiver of these prophecies that came from the future, a future right. In which everybody will have a mark of the beast. And that is materializing right now with people like Bill Gates, who are imposing their vaccination nightmare on humanity. So it's all manifesting in front of our eyes. And we are, of course, shocked by how theology and intelligence can now be merging together in this new thing that they call in the Vatican theo-intelligence, which is apparently very popular amongst the Jesuits these days. We are definitely fighting an unprecedented war here, where also information gets manipulated. It's instrumental for propaganda reasons, and that's why China is now using the riots to cast down an even further spell on their own view of America as the big problem for humanity. The big problem for humanity is not America, as we know, but is rather China, which is the dragon. I have interpreted China as the dragon of the apocalypse. So we are definitely in full swing with this end-time scenario. And as you know, Harrison, then we will, of course, have to interface obligatorily with artificial intelligence. And that's why China is doing all this, to become the leading nations of artificial intelligence. But artificial intelligence is simply a way, a gate, towards meeting Satan himself, because Satan himself is going to merge with the AI, and at that point we will be, of course, in a real prison planet.
Right. And well, and of course, didn't you, the first interaction between humanity and Satan, he essentially told Adam and Eve, you will be as gods if you just follow me and basically use your intelligence to be able to create life, manipulate life, create reality. And this is where the people who run the world want to elevate themselves to godhood, and they are planning on doing that through artificial intelligence. And, you know, this is something I've been thinking about recently, and you talk about prophecy, and we're talking about just, you know, the creation of reality. I call it fiat reality, where they are dictating what they think reality is, regardless of the facts on the ground. And what they really want is to make people think that reality is mundane. Reality is dirt and animalistic and nothingness. When in reality, the truth, reality is divine. Reality, there is spirituality. That's real. Prophecy is real. Demons are real. Angels are real. God is real. That's reality. And they're trying to tell you, no. Reality is devoid of spirituality. Reality is devoid of prophecy. Reality is the mundane, just the stuff that's in the mud, in the dirt, and on the ground. But reality is spiritual. We live in a spiritual resistance, and they're trying to destroy that. And they're also trying to take advantage of Christians. Christians have an impulse, have a dictate from God to love each other and to be merciful. And they're taking that and warping it to our own destruction. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, Christianity is the number one enemy. For example, you mentioned earlier on the persecution of churches in China, where the crosses are removed. But Christianity is persecuted worldwide. In recent history, I don't think that Christians have never had their head chopped off in the Middle East like they do nowadays. I mean, Christians are being persecuted worldwide, and at the same, and here in the United States of America, they are actually being almost disregarded when they say they want to go to mass. No, you can't go to mass, but you can go to a riot. You can riot instead. You can destroy your city, but you can't go to mass. This really demonstrates the insanity of the left that wants to destroy any idea of God and our connection to our spiritual self. So I think that it is about time that we take on board the fact that this might be, in 2020, the most important election ever for the future of Christianity in the United States of America. I mean, we are facing the real possibility of becoming a socialist nation with no God. The next move these people will do if they win the elections, mark my words, will be to take off In God We Trust from the $1 bill, like they always wanted to do.
Right.
And that will be the end.
Right. And one of the deceptions that they've, one of the dichotomies, the false dichotomies that they've put forward is, you know, it's either communism or capitalism. But if you go back into the actual language of the Cold War, people in America never said, I'm fighting for capitalism. They said, I'm fighting for God against the godless communists. It was more of a religious, you know, combat that we are in there. God, we could talk forever, but I got to let you go. It's Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Where else can they find you, Leo?
Of course, they can find me on my website and then on my books, because my books are always the best way to go even further in depth in the research of these topics, that at times we only scratch the surface and we need much more deeper studies. Like you said at the beginning of the show, we can go on for 10 hours, but people maybe don't have time to listen to us, but maybe they have time to read a book.
Absolutely. And true deep dives they are. And you can find those on Amazon or at the website, leozagami.com, or I believe you can find a couple of them at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks so much for being with us, Leo.
Thank you so much, Harrison. God bless you.
All right, folks. The books are on InfoWarsStore.com. The supplements are on InfoWarsStore.com. The resistance is on InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product is the Nascent Iodine X2 Spray, one of our most popular products now in spray form. You also have 70% off the AM, PM, day and night pack. It's 8-pack power stack. Get those now, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. You know, folks, these riots, the Black Lives Matter aggravation that is going on, it makes some strange bedfellows. Because you'll find that both Black Lives Matter activists, radicals, and the most virulent, truly racist white supremacists both have the same idea in common, which is black people incapable of succeeding in America today. Strange that that maybe they have different reasons for believing it, but they both seem to believe this lie, this falsehood. So I want to show a couple videos from an old PBS documentary interview with an activist from the 1960s, black guy who was involved in the civil rights movement, who was sort of more conservative and got run over by the more radical people on the left during the 1960s. But here is him describing his life growing up in 1950s Philadelphia as a black man in a black community. Let's roll it.
I grew up in South Philadelphia. We didn't realize it was segregated. All we knew is that our neighborhood was all black, and we weren't even that conscious of color because the people who owned the store down the street were black, the tailor, the restaurant owners, the undertaker, everybody in the neighborhood, and it was a very small street, working, everybody worked, blue-collar, essentially, very close-knit neighborhood. Everyone had over four children. We played in the streets together. On Saturday morning, our parents came out, and the hucksters came around, and our parents purchased things. We had to go buy ice because there were no refrigerators then. We had a coal stove, so the younger kids were responsible for putting wood and coal into the stove and keeping it going. And the level of interest in education was just profound. I mean, even to this day, I don't think I've ever had such a positive educational experience than I did my first 6 years, because school was an integral part of the community. They were the children of the 50s, late 40s, 50s, that who grew up in the 60s and were active in the movement, came from good, solid families. Up until 1959, 78% of all black families had a man and a woman in them. That's a fact. Teen pregnancy was looked down upon. Sexual activity among kids, everyone bragged about it, no one did it. But if someone became pregnant, if there was an aunt in the South, they would go there. So that the moral standards and ethical standards for people living in those communities was extremely high. It had little to do with your income. Many of us were poor without realizing that we were poor. I mean, the discipline was in the community. I mean, you didn't speak back to an adult. The thought of an elderly person being disrespected was just unheard of. And teachers were never disrespected. And if you misbehave, you would be spanked by a neighbor. And when your mother got home or father got home, you were spanked there. And God forbid a teacher should ever have to send for your parents. And they had to take off work. That was it. And so it imposed a kind of discipline. And again, it was a discipline that had little to do with how much money you There was a sense of comfort, a sense of well-being, a sense of oneness between the school and the community.
That video is called He Loved Growing Up in 1950s Black Philadelphia. It's on the YouTube channel David Hoffman. That was an activist who was involved in the 1960s protests and civil rights movement, but found that he was sidelined when the more radical actors came in and demanded reparations and these sorts of things. And it's just a great lesson. It's not race, it's not wealth, it's not privilege, it's not any of those things. It's about letting people be free and letting them build a society and a civilization which works well and takes care of its own. What happened to that community? Well, the government happened, welfare happened, abortion happened. It was destroyed from the inside out, and it's happening now to America as a whole. So it's not about race. It's about control. It's about destruction from the government.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 10th of June, 2020. We have entered the third hour of the David Knight Show, which means I will be going to your phone calls. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Looking for your thoughts on what's going on in the world, the riots that we're seeing, Black Lives Matter, the reaction from anyone from the GOP to the leftist organizations, any and all calls welcome. So give us a call. It's 1-888-201-2244. Still a lot to cover on today's program. Read some more headlines here. Of course, I talked about it earlier today. Texas Democratic Party shatters its fundraising record. Folks, do not think for a second that this is reflecting poorly on the left. Don't think that the liberals do not have the human mind under such control that they cannot stage a riot and then blame it on their political enemies and have the wider republic, the wider public actually believe it. No, it's these people, they are fooled. They see bad things happening. They're told to hate the victims and told they're righteous for doing so. Here's an interesting headline from True Pundit. Suspicious mystery grows debating Obama's tweeted photo of George Floyd 9 days before his death. Very strange. Original tweet from May 16th. Floyd died on May 25th. On May 16th, the Obama Foundation on Twitter put out an image of George Floyd saying, "This is America." Very, very strange. Strange goings on there. You also have 35 shot, 5 fatally over the weekend in gun-controlled Chicago. The LAPD reports that Los Angeles homicides are up 250% in the first week of June. We're seeing this everywhere, a rise in murders, a rise in gun crime, as the police find themselves busy dealing with the so-called peaceful protesters. Of course, this is all a part of a big plan, an ongoing program to bring about world government. And luckily, we have our very own John Bowne is on the case. Here's his video talking about the Rockefeller UN takeover. You can find this on band.video.
leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most.
I think the important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot, if Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent.
Who is behind this cultural revolution? Who is behind this Maoist-style takeover? From the words of David Rockefeller himself in the New York Times, this whole thing is a Rockefeller UN globalist experiment in China. They believe it's been successful. They're taking the planet over. And that is the ideology. That is what this entire system is, ladies and gentlemen.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Rockefeller. Through his extensive humanitarian efforts to promote world peace, David Rockefeller has worked to improve lives, both at home and abroad. His creation of and support for the Trilateral Commission has provided a unique forum for communication and problem solving by world leaders.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident. The United Nations can and should play an essential role in helping the world find a satisfactory way of stabilizing world population.
It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. But it's okay, they're saying the leftists can demonstrate, they can protest. But in leftist cities, the police will arrest you if you leave your house, still in many areas, or don't wear a mask or social distance. But if you're out ranting and raving and calling for an abolishment of local government, well, you're a wonderful angel cake. Because they have to overthrow government first to rebuild on it their nightmare New World Order system.
Black Lives Matter is not just a radical idea. Making sure that we limit the size, scope, and scale of policing in this country.
Chanting breaks out in city council today during city budget discussions.
We don't want anybody to take a knee. It does not give our communities the resources that they actually need for mental health care, for relief for COVID, from the things that would actually keep us safe, not cops. We're calling for defunding the police.
Now when the cops wrongfully kill somebody and they all get indicted, the whole country melts down and then everybody's guilty for what some bad cops did. And the left says disarm and disband all the police? Well, who's going to go out and run all your leftist control systems? They're not getting rid of the police. The left are muscling in on the police and saying, you're going to be leftist enforcers now, or we're going to cut your funding. That's all this is.
Exactly right. As Tom Fenton puts it on Twitter, PC policed, defund the police means replace the police with leftists who will enforce social justice like modern day commissars. I think it's fairly obvious that is, in fact, the plan. Phone lines already filling up. I want to go out to Mike in California. He thinks he knows what the globalist next big move is going to be. Mike, you're on the air. What do you think they are up to?
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. So I had a pretty powerful vision yesterday, and I was like getting ready for work, taking a shower, and I got hit real hard. And basically what I think is they're going to crash the internet at some point. And it made total sense to me because it links to the economy in a pretty intricate way. Also, I mean, that would devastate the economy. But I don't think they would do it without some backup. And I think it's all linked to 5G. So I feel when 5G is fully operational, and I think we have a small window of time before it is, but once it gets there, they're going to crash the internet. That's going to be the big reset. They have a backup system that's going to take place where the elite have access to it as a communication tool, but it's a blackout for the majority of our population. And then I think the majority of people will have like access to like retail sites like Walmart and Amazon and stuff, but very limited. But it's not going to, we're not going to have these new sites like you guys and the ability to openly communicate. And they're going to use that as a method to destroy the economy. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's not a bad thought. And I've actually been wondering that myself. We've seen, of course, an increase in censorship. We've seen a lot of people being deleted over the last 2 weeks just for daring to counter-signal the groveling to Black Lives Matter. But we haven't seen like a total takedown yet. I would not be surprised if that was coming down.
This is another part of what it is, there's no stopping these people. The only thing that we can really do, because they've invested so much in developing this technology, is we can find people with better ethics to manage the use of this technology. And it all links to our space exploration. They need this high-powered system. There's a parallel Skynet system that they're currently building.
Stay on the line there, Mike. We'll be right back after this message.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfowarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfowarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfowarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just
I'll be wanting to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, Mike in California got cut off by the commercial break there, so I just wanted to bring him back on and let him finish his thought. Mike in California, go ahead and finish up what you were saying there at the end of the last segment.
Okay, yeah, so I think this whole thing links up to a parallel system that they're building. This is, you can do your research on this. I know it for a fact. Elon Musk is putting these satellites around the Mars pretty much like Skynet. Satellites are around Earth because they're going to need their autonomous devices to do a lot of the labor in the beginning because the atmosphere isn't conducive for life for us. So the Skynet system is all connected with the 5G. I mean, they need high power communication to reach deep space, and it's all intertwined. And that's why I think we can't expect these people not to ever use this technology, but to shut the internet down and to do devastation to our economy and this stuff. I think Alex needs to get somebody like Elon Musk on the show and pick his brain or something like that, because things are about to get out of control. I really feel it like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you used a, thanks for the call, Mike. That's, I think you're exactly right on. And in fact, I know you are, because you have this thing. You actually use the term in your call. You called it the reset. Well, I don't know if you know this, but there is an actual program now from the World Economic Forum at weforum.org, weforum.org/great-reset, the Great Reset. They say there is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. To improve the state of the world, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. Again, from their website, the context. The COVID-19 crisis and the political, economic, and social disruptions it has caused is fundamentally changing the traditional context for decision-making. The inconsistencies, inadequacies, and contradictions of multiple systems, from health and financial to energy and education, are more exposed than ever amidst a global context of concern for lives, livelihoods, and the planet. Leaders find themselves at historic crossroads, managing short-term pressures against medium and long-term uncertainties. So where we see a crisis, they see opportunity. They say, as we enter a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, this initiative will offer insights to help inform all those determining the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of global commons. Drawing from the vision and vast expertise of the leaders engaged across the forum's communities, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. So yes, folks, they are taking this COVID crisis that they created, that they invented, that they managed, and they put out, right? COVID itself, coronavirus itself, not that big of a deal, pretty much an intense flu. The reaction to it, however, has destroyed the economy. And now the people that are responsible for that are coming out to say, you know, this is an opportunity for us to have a big reset and to completely reimagine everything from the social contract to the nature of business models to the priorities of societies. So your societal priorities, maybe they're to have a healthy population. They are to encourage the birth of children. They are to serve God. These are not helpful to the World Economic Forum because that's limiting their ability to control you and to make money off of you. So they're going to reset you. They're going to get rid of these old, forgotten, no longer important ideas like religion or faith or humanity. And we'll get rid of those. We'll reset those. And instead, it'll be what they want. It'll be a global governance through the IMF, through the World Economic Forum, through the Rockefeller Foundation, through the World Health Organization, and through the UN. These are the globalist organizations that are seizing upon the opportunities presented by the coronavirus and the worldwide black uprising, whatever you want to call it, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, whatever it is. These are all things orchestrated by the elite, perpetuated by the elite, and now seized upon by the elite to shape the world in the way they think it should be shaped. So that's happening. And now I want to go to Joe in New York. He has some questions about George Floyd's death. So do I, Joe. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air. What do you got?
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, I spent some time in the Marine Corps, 5 years, and I also did some time in the volunteer fire service. And I'll tell you, watching that video where the ambulance showed up, they didn't do any sort of vitals or any sort of life-saving techniques or any of that. They just
didn't even check his pulse.
They didn't do anything. You know, they look like cops.
Yeah.
You know, supposedly these guys worked together. This off-duty police officer worked at a nightclub. They'd known each other for 17 years, according to the nightclub owner. You know, I mean, this is not what the mainstream media, they're not talking about this. It's just, they go with these false martyrs. I don't understand why they pick these people who don't, I mean, supposedly Floyd held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach and was, you know, arrested on felony charges, served time in prison. You know, factoring in he had meth and fentanyl in his system. You know, they don't want to say that on the mainstream media. And then, you know, the whole counterfeit operation. They're talking about there was supposedly some kind of counterfeit operation going on that both this off-duty cop and Floyd were connected with. So they're avoiding all these things on the mainstream media, the echo chamber. I don't understand it. You know, even his twin, did you see George Floyd's twin at his funeral? Guy looks just like him. You know, somebody will call me racist, you know, because, oh, a black person looks like a black person, but you know, I don't truly understand it. The whole story, if you buy into what they're saying, is just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, my question is, why was it a closed casket, for one thing? I mean, we know he wasn't, you know, shot in the face or anything. There's no reason not to have an open casket, so that's a little bit suspicious. You know, I cover a lot of these topics on video you can find at band.video called 70 Unanswered Questions. Yeah. About the riots, and I start off talking about all of these inconsistencies, all of these very strange things that are circulating around the arrest of George Floyd. You know, I heard David Knight before with the guess or the supposition that I think is fairly valid in that they purposefully choose these situations in which basically the cop will probably be found innocent, or Ahmaud Arbery, the people, you know, the men who killed Ahmaud Arbery, probably going to be found innocent. It's probably going to be ruled as self-defense. And they choose these in particular because then when they're shown innocent, or, you know, it's proven, well, he actually died of fentanyl or whatever it is. You know, people who are actually pay attention, like you and I, can be framed to look like racists, can be framed, oh, they don't care. They like that this happened. No, they're purposefully choosing bad representatives. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They're purposefully elevating these guys that probably don't deserve. They don't deserve to be killed, certainly, but that's why they're the center of all of this.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System.
the first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here, introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house, it's, you know, great at work, but this is great for the car, it's great to keep with you, and again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith filling in for David Knight today. We'll go back out to your calls in just a moment, but first I want to cover the situation in Seattle. The situation in Seattle is dire and getting worse. Incredibly strange. What you have is what they're calling an autonomous zone. They're calling it the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ for short. It is essentially a 6-block area of downtown Seattle that has been completely taken over and is now being patrolled by armed Antifa patrols. Police are not allowed to go in there. They've been withdrawn from it, and they are now operating completely independently. What you're seeing on the screen now is the fact that these protesters have stormed City Hall in Seattle and are now demanding that the mayor step down for refusing to defund and abolish the police. So let that be a lesson. Even the most liberal, most giving, most capitulatory local governments, it's not enough. It will never be enough. Okay? You can literally give them a chunk of downtown to have as their own. You can give them everything they want, and it will not be enough. What they want is the complete destruction of our civilization. Is this so hard to comprehend? Apparently it is. But there you go. You have signs up all around, barricades, armed guards walking around. Borders with walls, ironically enough. And they have issued a series of demands. It is incredibly long, so long, in fact, I don't have time to read all of them. But let's read a few of them, shall we? Here are some demands from the hostage takers currently occupying a sizable portion of a major U.S. city, experiencing no resistance, no pushback, completely allowed to do this by the government. Completely allowed. Okay? No strength here. No winning here. This is capitulation and support from the power structure to the radical communists. Here are their demands. One, the Seattle Police Department and attached court system are beyond reform. We do not request reform. We demand abolition. They demand abolition. They demand an end to the school-to-prison pipeline and the abolition of youth jails. Now, if you remember the Valentine's Day shooting there in Parkland, Florida, you know, one of the prime reasons that occurred was because that school system had entered a program to try to destroy the youth to prison pipeline. And what that meant was they stopped punishing students. They stopped punishing children. Gangs learned this. They started employing children to do crimes because they knew they would not be punished to stop the school to prison pipeline. And this was one of the reasons that the shooter in that situation was not punished, was not looked after. He was committing crimes, and yet he was allowed to continue to do so because they wanted to get those numbers down. They wanted to decrease that school-to-prison pipeline. The people in Seattle continue, we demand that not the city government nor the state government, but the federal government launch a full-scale investigation into past and current cases of police brutality in Seattle and Washington, as well as a reopening of all closed cases reported to the Office of Police Accountability. See, what really makes a good fascist, a good anti-fascist rather, whoops, little Freudian slip there, what makes a good anti-fascist is subjugation to a federal centralized government, right? Right. These are freedom fighters that are demanding that the federal government, the centralized country government, supersede the local government, right? Because they're anti-fascist. They say we demand reparations for victims of police brutality. Of course, in their mind, black people are the victims of police brutality. They demand reparations for black people. We demand that the city of Seattle make the names of officers involved in police brutality a matter of public record. They want vigilantism. They demand, get this. They demand a retrial of all people of color currently serving a prison sentence for a violent crime by a jury of their peers in their community. Okay, so forget the jury system, forget due process. No. In their perfect world, all people of color will be judged by a group of partisan hacks who think that people of color can do no wrong and that they are consistently oppressed by the big bad white people. Death of justice, and that's just it, right? These people claim to be working against injustice, and yet their every demand is to destroy justice, destroy any semblance of justice that we've been able to carve out of the chaos of the natural world, any order we've attempted to impose upon the constant and inevitable criminal class within America or within any country. We've developed a system over thousands of years of trial and error and just working towards some semblance of justice and consistency. Well, they're about to do away with all of that, and they're being allowed to do so. And it goes on and on. Those are the first six. There are, well, over 20 demands that they have, economic demands that include, we demand the de-gentrification of Seattle. Literally, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Absolutely ridiculous. But this is happening all over the United States. In fact, you have Santa Monica City Council voting unanimously in support of the creation of a, quote, black agenda in the city to, quote, address systematic racism in Santa Monica and take actions to eradicate systematic racism within the city government and implement the black agenda. You know what's really going to help with segregation? You know what's really going to help with systematic racism is implementing the black agenda into the city government. It's not, do I have to even comment on this stuff? Is it not obvious on its face where this is going and what is behind this? Is this so hard to understand for most people that this has nothing to do with justice? This has nothing to do with any real police brutality or systemic racism, that it is entirely an excuse to bring about socialism, communism, and the destruction of not just America as a historical national entity, but of the people that built, founded, create, and still make up America. I mean, it's just outrageous. And we have not a single person, right or left, that is doing anything to step up against this. The most I've seen from anybody that's not literally just kowtowing and capitulating and doing their bidding for them, from people like Mitch McConnell and anybody in the GOP at all, is like Ted Cruz will tweet out a picture of what Antifa's doing and just be like, not good. It's not good. It's like, no, it's not good. No, it's a civil war that's being fought. A one-sided civil war that is being waged against American people. Not good. Hashtag bad. Yeah, thanks, Ted Cruz. You did it. You saved the day. These people. And it's like, you know, I've always argued against the militarization of the police, the incredible funding that the police get. But, you know, at least maybe there would have been a reason for all of that to occur, for the police to become militaristic in the way that we've seen, if they actually used some of that power to actually protect the American people. But now, as we've seen it, when it comes down to it, all the money, all the power, all of the will that we have given over to the central government will not just not be used to protect us, it is now actively being used against us. Now, we knew this was happening the whole time. But it's not like we don't have the power to stop this. It's just that the people in charge are on the other team.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody, if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we're going to finish up the David Knight Show by going to your calls. But before we do, I want to point out the obvious to you, okay? If you're an InfoWars fan, you know that nobody, no organization, no person, doesn't matter how rancid and abusive their beliefs are, doesn't matter how actually racist or hateful or bigoted they are, nobody has been censored or attacked like InfoWars. Nobody. And why is that? Why is that? Is it because we're hateful? Is it because we're racist? Or is it because we aren't any of those things? Or is it because we are simply and completely right? That we have their number, that we know the tricks they're trying to pull, and so we don't fall for them? It's the only reason that makes sense. It's the only reason I can't have a Twitter. If they find out I have a Twitter, they delete it. If they find out I have a YouTube, they'll probably delete it. If they find out anybody from InfoWars is on their platforms, they get deleted. And the lawsuits and the censorship and the lying about us, constant. We don't preach hate. We don't preach racism. We don't preach division. We preach the truth. We preach togetherness. We stick to one simple principle, and that is the American principle of true universal human freedom and liberty. And we know the people that are fighting against it. We know the tactics they use. We know the organs through which They will enact their global governance. We know the ultimate result. We've got their number. We've got it right. We don't fall for their tricks. And that's why we are continually under constant attack. So folks, if you support there being just one outlet out there that is able to speak the truth, that will not fall for the division, that will not fall for the lies, that will not resort to giving up our principles to win, and yet are winning anyway, if you want to make sure that we're around a little bit further, to make sure that we are able to weather the latest onslaught of censorship and destruction leveled at us by the globalists, I implore you, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a purchase. Protect yourself. Ready yourself for what is coming down the pipe. The chemical warfare, the mental destruction, the total enslavement. Prepare yourself to fight against it and help us put ammo in our metaphorical, rhetorical weaponry by going to InfoWarsStore.com and help us fight this battle, wage this war, this spiritual contest in which we are all engaged, in which your mind is the battlefield. Help us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the 70% off the 8-pack power stack, which is, you know, if you don't want to buy all the different bottles and have to keep up with what did I take when, just get the, you know, twice a day, you open a packet, you pop the pills. It's a fantastic concoction of all the vitamins and minerals that you need for that day. It'll give you energy. It'll help you sleep. It's 70% off. It's marked down an incredible amount. This is sort of a flash sale, so I don't know how long it will last, but I do personally endorse and encourage you to go get that product, as well as all the products on the InfoWars site. You will not be disappointed. In fact, we have a new product, 33% off the Intro Special Nascent Iodine X2 Spray. That's a brand new product. Who knows how long it will last before it's sold out of that first shipment. So be one of the first with this product. Be one of the first to review it. It's only $19.95. That's the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. Just do your part. Do your part to wage the war. Spread the message. Spread the word. Help us continue to exist and continue to fight back the incredible onslaught under which all free humans across the globe find themselves under. All right, let's go out to these calls now. We have Danny in Lampasas, Texas.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good, Danny. You know, one of the things we know about Agenda 21, which became Agenda 2030, which became the United Nations New World Order project, is they are desperate to get people out of the small cities and into the big cities, get them out of the rural communities and into the urban communities where they can be controlled, where they can be locked in, where they can be better serviced by the New World Order instead of out there being independent on their own. But yeah, are seeing an inverse migration. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, I mean, look at it. I mean, just like the other day, they were some black people on TV were saying, you know, you destroyed my stores, you destroyed my community, where am I supposed to go, stuff like that. That means they're going to come out here and destroy our communities next. That's how I look at it.
Well, that was one of the things that Antifa was pretty open about. They were like, you know, once they rioted and destroyed a lot of city centers, you could see all of their on their social media and stuff. They're saying, all right, now we're going to the small towns. Now we're going to destroy them. And we've seen it in Texas. I'm sure it's happened in Lampasas, the way the Mexican cartels have wormed their way into local governance in small towns in Texas that are not prepared for this. You know, they're good people just trying to live their lives. They are not prepared to stand up against, you know, global organized crime that is now descending on them.
Oh, yeah, I see that because we had like two Black Lives Matters Thursday and Friday night. And I was like, oh, my God, really? Here in Lampasas? I mean, we don't have that much, you know. And, you know, I mean, my biggest deal is I don't want these people coming here and destroying my hometown that, you know, hasn't done anything to these people. And that's what my big deal is.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, your existence is oppressive to them, apparently. your ability to live free is an insult to them in their minds.
Well, that's the reason why I tell everybody like it is. I don't give a crap. I mean, I don't care what they think. It's my Fourth Amendment right for me. I mean, it's basically I have no right to tell you how to live. You have no right to tell me how to live. And, you know, and that's what they're trying to tell me what to do. And I'm going to take that to my grave because I've been, you know, it doesn't scare me to die. You know, I'm like, I want people to understand, you know, hey, I mean, we got to stand up. We got to stop this. We got to stop it now. We got to stop it quick. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I completely agree.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm running for governor of Texas in 21. I'm putting my name on the ballot and I'm going to stand up. I don't want to run as a Republican, and I don't want to run as a Democrat. I want to run as an independent, and I want to be strong because this governor is weak, and I'm sorry to say that.
No, you know what? I'm right there with you. I've been so disappointed by the lack of leadership in Texas. It has really been absolutely incredible. Thank God for the militiamen who went down to protect the Alamo, or likely that symbol of our freedom, symbol of our resistance against tyranny would have been torn down by the rioters a week ago. But it wasn't the police that protected it. It was regular Texans going out there and standing in the way and saying, you got to get through us if you're going to get to the symbols of our freedom.
We need more people like that to stand up. And if it's like in my grocery store here, they're still making you stand in one line. Then you got to go stand in another line. I walked out and I screamed at them. I said, this is not Russia. This is not Russia. Stop doing this. I just walked out. I said, you just lost a customer for today. I just completely walked out and I said, I'm done. I mean, this is wrong. You should not be doing this. Let's get in, get out, get our stuff and go.
And yeah. I mean, they've completely destroyed any resistance. And it's something, you know, I've talked about forever and I'm seeing now more people online start to kind of echo this idea. I've always said quite simply, the phrase is, there will be no collapse. There will be no collapse. Let me repeat that. There will be no collapse, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people out there, like Danny in Lampasas, like a lot of other info warriors out there, sort of have this idea, and I don't know if Danny has this idea, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but this idea that, well, when it comes down to it, all the good Americans will stand up and will fight back against the tyranny. And this is the idea of the collapse. There's going to be a big collapse and all the good people that are out there that we know are out there, millions of them, literally outnumbering the bad guys 10-1, that they'll have an opportunity and a chance to stand up, protect themselves, protect their communities and bring about, you know, the reset back to the way things were. Folks, it's not going to happen. If there was, it was last week. If there was, it was when there were literal mobs of tens of thousands of people burning down city centers. That would have been the time to stand up. That would have been the time to fulfill your destiny as an American and protect your own country against, enemies, foreign and domestic.
Exactly.
There's no collapse. It's not going to happen. It's a slow degradation. It's a slow decline. It is a steady but inevitable collapse into poverty, destruction, and lawlessness. So, folks, if you're waiting for something to happen, if you're waiting for the kickoff, nobody's gonna tell you when it is. It's up to you. It's entirely up to us at this point. Incredible stuff. With that, I sign off. This is Harrison Smith saying goodbye. Alex Jones starts in just a minute.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, Even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.